Welcome to Shom Achshom on the Daf. She responds to Lo Nishmas Haim Yaakov Shom Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Basra Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Aleph brings, when it speaks about the two psukim, the one is talking about Siba Sabayim, one is talking about Siba Sabal. The Gemara says, why do we decide the one pasuk speaks about the husband? It says the Gemara, because the pasuk there says the word Ish. It says the Gemara, what do you mean? Both psukim say the word Ish. Says the Gemara, no, because the pasuk says the word idboku. Says the Gemara, again, both psukim say the word idboku. So the shaila is, what was the havamin of the Gemara to say because it says ish or idboku? So the Rashbam goes on to explain the reason. But Tosfos, when he starts, he says, pe'omim sheloy ayu bekim b'psukim. Sometimes they were not bokim psukim. Sometimes the Amorim did not know the psukim. And therefore, it could be someone brought him a pasuk and he did not realize what the words of the pasuk say. Comes the Tosfos and says, I'll bring you a raya. We're from the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Nun Hei. That there it says, why B'dibris Rishonis doesn't say the word Toiv, and the B'dibris Shniyos it says the word Toiv. Why in the Dibris that's brought down in Parshas Vayeschanan says the word Toiv? So he answered him, Achata Sharleini, that why it says Toiv. Who says it says Toiv? She'eini yodea nimar b'hem Toiv or Lav. Meaning the answer was, I'm not sure if the word Toiv is mentioned in Dibur Shniyos or not. So Toiv brings a raya from here that sometimes you see Amoraim did not know the Psukim. So the Chida in the Sefer Ein Zoiche Ma'arocha Aleph Ois Kuf Yutes brings this Toiv and he says it's impossible to say such a thing. To say that Amoraim did not know the Psukim, it's not shaykh to say that. And hi, what are you going to do with the Gemara Bava Kama? He says there's many answers to explain the Gemara Bava Kama. In our Shor Machshava Nadav Shir, on that daf, we write a few explanations, and out of them, the Vilna Goyin and the Megala Mukis, both when they start, they say, it's impossible to say did not know the Psukim. So HaKorcho, there's different shat over here. And if Tzadik HaKoyin also induces Shabbos, Maimer Zayin says the same thing. And when he starts the whole Ma'alach, he says, it's impossible to say Kepashte that they didn't know the Psukim. Because even Mishnayis Kulam Yubkim, Koshken Teres Moishe Kim Chayenu. And they all have to do Shtai Mikra Echatarkam. It can't be they don't know the Psukim in the Torah. But it's important to be mitzayin that this thing is a very long arichus in many, many of the sfarim speaking about it. That is, the chemed has a very long arichus in this as well. And the chemed has two parts. The chemed is the main sefer, and then he has another part which is called the peas asode, which is a second mahadur of the sefer where he speaks about questions and answers he got on a sefer. So there in peas asode, he tries to answer how it's chat in this thesis. And he brings from his Yedid, which his name was Avrom Chalfon, that he answered, and I saw another place brought down the same idea. Tosfos says, Eloshin, Pe'omim Shaloy Bukim Bepsukim. Sometimes they're not Boki and Pasuk. What does it mean sometimes? They were Boki or not Boki. So it could be means, Pe'omim Shaloy Bukim Bepsukim means that there's some cases we found people that are not Boki and Pasukim, but that's not the right Eloshin. He says, what it means is, of course they're Boki and Pasuk. But they were very busy in the halacha in front of them. They were busy in the sugya. They were shakur in the sugya, putting all the time and effort into the halacha that they're busy with right now. So when they were doing that time that they're busy in the halacha, they didn't remember exactly the lashon pasuk. Of course, they were very bucky. They knew the psukim by heart. And if they would focus it in that moment, they would figure it out. But right now, they were not there. They were focused on something else. They were focused on the sugya. They were very focused on the halacha that they need to get to. So therefore, when doing that time, when they're linked to learning, they didn't remember the psukim so clearly, and that's the pshat in Tosfos, pe'omim shaloy biki psukim. Sometimes there was occurrences where they were so focused on something else, they didn't remember the pasuk exactly. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.